Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going.
And we really are having one of the nicest programs we've ever had on the air here with Dennis Collins, because it's just a conversation. Whether it's here or having a beer or having a cup of coffee, it's a conversation, which is the way it's supposed to be, which is nice.
We have done that.
Yeah, you've done that. Been there, done that.
Did you say beer?
And now we have our mobility manager for seniors coming on, who doesn't want you drinking and driving, and that's Shari Batone, who has been on the program many times, because every time she comes on, people learn something different. And I personally have my mirrors extended all the way out.
Awesome.
And I see the car in the back, and it comes up on the side, and by the time he's lost, he's right next to me. You don't have a blind spot. And this came from Shari. Anyway, but I want
you
to have a conversation in general, but also a conversation bringing Dennis into it.
Okay.
In reference to what is available for somebody who, you know, when Dennis lost his first leg, does that mean you have to stop driving?
Well, he actually, maybe you ought to, what did Dennis do?
Yeah, that's going to Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting. When this first happened to me, I reached out and I found out different places I could get some help, and a lot of them I thought was quite expensive for my situation. My prosthesis guy, Sal, he had a guy, he gave me his card.
Wait, I'm interrupting. Sal had a guy? This doesn't sound good.
Everybody has a guy.
Sal gave me Dan the Van Man. And what he did was he made vans. He specialized in outfitting vans. But he made something very, very simple for me, which was called a left foot pedal. So in other words, I had a right leg amputation.
Right.
So now I needed to be able to drive with my left foot. So he had a gadget that he put in the car, and it blocked out the accelerated pedal, and gave me a pedal to the left of the brake.
Okay, so changed all system.
Yeah, so it was a very simple device.
Okay.
You know, and...
How was that in the beginning? Difficult?
Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
What I had to do is just, and again, you just got to do things. I practiced in my neighborhood, around and around and around. I first went out with a couple of my sons-in-law, and after they scared me to death, then I got rid of them.
Well, you scared them.
I just went out on my own.
Right, okay.
And I just went around the neighborhood. I stopped at the stop signs. I did the driving. You know, I did it in the middle of the day. I didn't do it when the school buses were around.
Right, okay.
So I just did that. And then after a while, I said, okay, go down the end of the block, stop at the red light, make a turn, and go out onto Clinton. And
oh, Clinton, okay.
God help you. So here I am. You know, 4 years later, I'm still here. He's still riding around the block. So now I got a different problem. Now I have double amputation. So at some point, I'm getting real close, and I'm going to have to outfit my car and teach myself, or have somebody else teach me to drive with my hands.
Right.
I spent years talking with my hands, so maybe I'll be able to drive with my hands.
But then you won't be able to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy doing driving and talking?
Can't talk and drive.
Stretch him out and drive. You know? So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
That's your...
Well, I'm going to share with you what I know of part of what we do at Project Independence is we don't do everything ourselves. We act as a resource for what's available out there. And based out of the Viscardi Center, there is an adaptive vehicle or adaptive driving division. Edward Colvert is the contact, and I have the number if you need it. But basically what they would do is do an assessment. And there's a good reason it's based at the Viscardi Center. It's a life skill driving. So as people are, you know, in high school age and learning to drive, they help with that. But they also help seniors. So if you call over there, you can find out. It might be a couple hundred dollars. I don't know what the price is lately. But you could, you know, try to see if they do something special for seniors, like a senior discount. I don't know if they would. And then what I have seen, some of their students or people who have graduated, are then driving with, some people do not have the use of the legs to be able to monitor, you know, what's needed for driving. And people as they age sometimes have even numbness in their feet or their legs and can't sense the amount of pressure they're applying. Mm-hmm. So there, it is possible to have hand controls. So I guess they would assess if one's abilities and one's cognitive and reaction time, et cetera, if it's suitable for driving, and then would discuss what the options are. I don't know if they outsource to another company, but there is one big company on Long Island that does modifications called Busani Mobility. And they're based out in Suffolk, and they have a couple locations. And what's interesting about them is they could adapt a vehicle in many different ways, not just the driving, but to have a trailer or a hookup or a lift for a wheelchair if one is needed. So they address many different types of adaptive needs. But they also rent out vans or cars. So this may not apply to you, but just say someone wants to take somebody who's wheelchair-bound out for a special occasion, and they need the vehicle just for a weekend. They don't want to buy it. It's very expensive. They can do that and have a vehicle that has a wheelchair lift and go enjoy whatever the weekend festivities are and then return the car after the weekend. So those are some of the things that
I
know about.
That's tremendous, because a friend of mine who uses the hand stuff,
yeah,
was in a very bad car accident. Oh. She's fine, mm-hmm, but the car was basically totaled.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She couldn't drive. I didn't know, because she had to wait to get the new car to get
right.
Equipped.
I'm not sure if the ones that they rent out have the hand controls.
Oh, okay.
But they have wheelchair accessible,
okay,
but
okay.
Certainly could call
it's phone call.
And
I had
ask
no idea.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it could be that they reacquire cars that people maybe aren't using anymore with hand controls. I don't know.
Sure.
Call
right.
And find out.
Like,
but they seem to be
passenger oriented. Like if I'm driving somebody,
it could be,
and I don't have a car that can
right.
handle.
But you know what it is, and
yeah.
Project Pendants and Shari is that person. You call 311.
Right.
Because
right.
we're talking here, and this is all new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, I mean, when mm-hmm. she comes on, you come on with such knowledge. But the point is, don't mm-hmm. wait for a radio show. Just mm-hmm. say, I have a question.
Right.
Call 311, even if you're not in the town of North mm-hmm. Hempstead.
You're the voice of 311?
Well, no. Actually, there's many voices of folks who work down at the call center. But I work along with Christine at the Department of Services for the Aging.
Okay.
The call center answers the phone okay. for everyone in the town, including Project Independence. But yes, we call back. A call would be assigned to me if somebody's interested in transportation services, either through the town or other options available beyond what the town has to offer. And if somebody's transitioning from
Shari
driving,
Shari takes care of anything to do with transportation. So she would help you figure out how you get public transportation to get mm-hmm. from A to B.
Yes.
She'll help you with your car. She'll help mm-hmm. you make sure you're safe in your car, et cetera, et cetera. So from a senior perspective, and mobility is important, you know, and honestly, I mean, and she's 24/7. I mean, the knowledge and honestly, the only compliments come your way. And I've heard like you make the call to 311, and if she doesn't know the answer for you, mm-hmm. you'll get a call back in a day or two. Guess what? I made a few phone calls. Dennis, mm-hmm. here's the person you can call.
Very good.
Yeah. So on that note, I wanted to let you know about CarFit. Because CarFit is a program that was put together just for seniors. And it was put together by the Association of Occupational Therapists, the AARP, and AAA, as in the car company, not AA. And So basically what this is, an event where you drive in with your own car and you as a passenger in need of assistive devices could ride along, of course. And the whole idea of this is to find a better personal fit to the vehicle that you're in and to be safer. And so when you drive in, two technicians at least come up on either side of the car, and they help to make a series of adjustments, modifications to you in your own car. Could be seat height, adjusting mirrors to see more or to see what's in the lane next to you. We check the pressure of the tires, the use of seat belts, the adjustment of the seat belt and where it hits. It shouldn't be too low. You could come out the top. It shouldn't be too high. It'll hurt your neck. You shouldn't be too close to your steering wheel or it won't deploy. And you shouldn't have anything on your seat that could slide. Some people who are petite might put something to raise them up, but that you could slip and come off your seat, actually. So these are things to be found that are most important to help a senior to be adjusted with. We do have an event coming up at the end of this month, on Friday the 31st. It's fully booked, but if you call 311, you still could experience this car fit with me and my colleague, who are both CarFit certified. We would meet with you one-on-one in our parking lot or something convenient and make these adjustments with you. On exit, after you go through the CarFit experience, you meet with an occupational therapist that, based on what the notes were, they make suggestions to you to give you a better, you know, for some adaptive devices if needed. Some people leave and they don't need anything. But if somebody has said, I can't get the key in the hole in the older cars, now everything's push button or click or whatever. But just say you can't lift your leg into the car so easily. You know, you're trying to hoist. Well, there's something called a leg lifter. And, of course, I brought along a little visual here that doesn't help with radio. Imagine a strap that's a couple feet long with a stirrup at the end. So you fit your foot after you get in. So in your case, it would be the passenger side. You put the stirrup in the leg that's still outside the car. And you lift up and pull your leg into the car. There's something else that hooks in.
We have to take a break, but just hold the thought right there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.